Manchester's AC Primetime Radio.
The new media is taking over where the old media failed.
A fascist dictatorship.
Are you high right now?
Can you stay categorical?
You are fake news.
Live from the home of Miss America, it's time to reimagine, redevelop, reinvest, and track the reinvention of Atlantic City. This is AC Primetime Radio with Mel Taylor.
This is New Jersey State Senator Colin Bell, and you're listening to AC Primetime Radio with Mel Taylor.
So the infamous pilot bill finally being challenged. Liberty and Prosperity, a constitutional advocacy group led by Seth Grossman. He's on the phone right now. Seth, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Mel.
I think you had a pretty big week last week, last Thursday. You were in front of Judge Mendez. Before you get into that, explain what is Liberty and Prosperity, who is Seth Grossman, and how did you team up, in a way, with Atlantic County County Exec Denny Levinson?
Well, Liberty and Prosperity is a group that takes its name from New Jersey's motto, Liberty and Prosperity, and those words really have a powerful message today. They mean that liberty and prosperity only go together. So if you try to create wealth, comfort, jobs, boost the economy by taking away people's liberty, you end up with neither liberty nor prosperity. And what's liberty? Liberty is basically a government that treats everybody equally and applies all laws equally to everybody. And there's a tendency, especially in New Jersey, that if you want to create, quote, economic development, you give certain special favors or tax credits or gifts of money or tax breaks to a handful of inside companies, and they're going to boost the economy. It never works out that way.
What made you say, you know what, let's get in front of Judge Mendez? And then how did you team up, if that's the proper way of saying it? How did you work together with the Atlantic County Executive to both go after the unconstitutional pilot bill? What is the pilot bill?
Well, let me back up. This has been going on for more than a year. Because Atlantic City government had refused to comply with what's called the local budget law. The local budget law requires every town, county, and school district to have a balanced budget every year. And for the past 6 years, Atlantic City has been running an $80 million a year deficit, which is incredible. It's illegal, and it's awful. And about 6 years ago, the state took over Atlantic City finances because it was failing to comply with a local budget law, and the state refused to comply with the law either. So now Atlantic City had this $300 or $400 million debt with no ability to pay it back, and even the casinos were complaining about the high taxes. And that's so you would think that the solution would be, if you have illegal debt, some sort of bankruptcy to knock down the debt and start operating legally again. But instead, the casinos hired some very powerful lobbyists to get a special law passed that exempts the casinos from almost all property tax increases for the next 10 years and puts the burden of paying back this debt on 39% of the taxpayers of Atlantic City. And that's how we started that lawsuit. Meanwhile, the county had other issues. County was used to collecting 13% of its budget from casino taxes, and now under this new law, the city or the casinos would only be paying 10% of the county budget with no increases whatsoever for the next 9 years. So we had a common interest in knocking out this unconstitutional law.
Is there ever a time when a payment in lieu of taxes, the pilot concept, is there ever a time when that is appropriate to offer to a entity?
Well, our group, we call it peanuts in lieu of taxes because it allows a certain selected businesses to pay a small fraction of what they owe. The theory of payment in lieu of taxes is if you have a burned out building or vacant land and the property is not paying any taxes anyway, the theory is, well, you give somebody a 10-year tax break and they'll put a beautiful big building on it, so you'll be getting more money than you were getting before, and then when the payment in lieu of taxes period ends, then you're getting your full taxes. I have my doubts as to whether that really works, but the fact is the casinos were already valuable, and there was no excuse whatsoever under any economic development law to let them get a break on their taxes and not make them pay their full share.
County Executive Denny Levinson was raving about you, and I'm not saying that lightly. He was gushing about your performance in front of Judge Mendez last Thursday. Do you want to kind of boast a little bit about what your performance was like, or are you just a shy guy and don't want to really explain exactly why Denny on the radio said that you just kicked butt in front of Mr. Mendez?
Well, I think it was because the county lawyers, and I really appreciate what they did, they had the resources to do this tremendous legal research and found all these cases which showed that what the state was doing by giving the casinos this 10-year tax break was absolutely against the state constitution. However, Judge Mendez was talking about the practical effects of the law, and the judge is almost hinting, well, if the law is working, even if it's not technically in compliance, maybe we ought to let it go through. And I was pointing out the facts of what it's like to have like a motel at Morris and the Boardwalk. I was going into specifics, like the Days Inn Motel. You have a hotel owned by a guy named Zach Troupas. It's on the boardwalk right next to the Tropicana Hotel. And the non-casino hotel has its customers, its guests, going to the same casino that the Tropicana has. But here's the big difference. Under this casino law, if a non-casino hotel keeps improving its property to keep its customers happy, it gets clobbered with taxes. While right across the street, the Tropicana Hotel could refurbish its room, build a new convention center, build new entertainment center, new shops, and they don't pay a dime in tax increases. And I pointed out that what this was going to do was drive the non-casino properties into the ground and turn this into an all-casino town. And that's an angle the judge really had not considered before the argument.
And if I'm not mistaken, we're talking to Seth Grossman of Liberty and Prosperity, doing a quick recap on what happened last week in front of Judge Mendez in regards to overturning the what we believe is an unconstitutional pilot bill for the seven remaining casinos. Is Glenn Straub, he's still a part of that with his Revel building, isn't it? Isn't he?
Well, it's interesting. Glenn Straub's attorney was in the courtroom and who came up to us after the argument. Of course, Glenn Straub's position is you have all the casinos together pay this fixed amount based on what the casinos paid 2 years ago when the casinos were at rock bottom. And for the operating casinos, it's a sweetheart deal because their taxes are fixed. They're making record profits right now, but their property taxes are fixed at the levels when they were really down and out 2 or 3 years ago. Now, Glenn Straub, even though his Revel is just an empty building and no casino at all, he's taxed at the same rate as if he were a fully operating casino. So he's hollering and screaming, and he has his own separate lawsuit against the state over this.
What? It seems like it's a cut and dry case that Glenn should not be a part of the pilot. Any sense of why he's still stuck in it?
Well, that is certainly what Glenn Straub's argument. He's pointing out that that there are other casino properties that will soon be casinos are not paying a dime of this pilot money or in lieu of tax money because they have some restrictive covenant on it that says it can't be used for casino, which the owners could get rid of anytime they want to. So that's his argument. By the way, there's also one other point I want to talk about. The attorney general was saying, oh, this casino payment in lieu of taxes, before we had this system, we had the casinos were taking tax appeals every year, and it was so unstable. Now we have brought stability back to Atlantic City. And we pointed out that, well, the casinos are not bringing tax appeals because they pay the same amount because they're making record profits, and their profits are more, or their properties are more valuable than ever, and yet they're still paying taxes on the same rock-bottom price of 2 or 3 years ago. But if you want to talk about stability, look at the rest of the town that's paying their full taxes. With only 39% of the properties paying full taxes, you had 5,379 tax appeals in 2017 alone, which shows that the non-casino properties are in free fall at the time when the casinos are making record profits, and that's not stability. That is really snuffing out the non-casino business in Atlantic City.
We are talking to Seth Grossman of Liberty and Prosperity. You can reach out to them at libertyandprosperity.com. You can join them at the Shore Diner Saturday mornings for breakfast and some discussion with like-minded people. This is Mel Taylor from AC Primetime Radio. Hey, Seth, so you've made your arguments. What is the next step for Mr. Judge Julio Mendez? Within 30 days, he will render a decision?
Yeah, well, one thing about Judge Mendez, he was very humble in saying that however he decides is not likely to be the final word here, because an issue this powerful is very likely to be appealed and be decided by the Supreme Court. So Judge Mendez repeatedly said that his job is really not so much to decide the case one way or the other, but to get all the evidence, all the relevant facts on the record so that he could make a decision, but more importantly, so if and when the appeals court or the Supreme Court makes a decision, it'll be able to make a full and fair decision.
Was it?
And that reminds me, there's one more thing I forgot to mention with this this payment in lieu of taxes business. The casinos pay, they have real estate worth roughly half the real estate of Atlantic City. So they pay roughly half the taxes in Atlantic City if they're assessed at their fair value. But they were not the first people to get this payment in lieu of taxes deal. You have the 109 shops of the Tanger Outlet Walk. They also have a payment in lieu of taxes deal where they're paying peanuts in lieu of taxes. And the new sporting goods store, the Bass Pro Shop, they don't pay regular taxes either. And you have 3,000 units of, quote, affordable housing, which also does not pay regular real estate taxes. So if you add up all those properties besides the casinos, you have 11% of Atlantic City properties not paying taxes, and then once you add the 50% casino properties, that's you do the arithmetic, and you see you have 61% of the properties of Atlantic City exempt from regular real estate taxes, and only 39% suckers who really pay taxes based on the actual spending of the local government and school public schools. And they have to pay the burden of all the tax hikes.
Let me play devil's advocate for a moment. Doesn't there come a time when you do want to sweeten the deal to attract the Tanger Outlets, to attract the Bass Pro Shop? There is time when it does make sense to invest in something like that?
Well, that's the real problem. The problem with New Jersey is that you have the taxes are too high for everybody. So when you have a town and a state where the taxes are so high that ordinary businesses can't make it, and then you say, well, our solution is to give these tax deals to new people to come in who don't pay anything close to their fair share, and we make the taxes even higher on the people who are already here. For every job you bring in, you're driving out others. But here's the difference. When you drive people out of business, like when you have even the Cranberry, Ocean Spray Cranberry, can't afford to do business in New Jersey, and they're leaving. You have Wheaton Industries. Yeah, you could count all the factories, all the businesses that have closed or gone out of state, Spencer Gifts, we can name them all. And you add up on a balance scale, who's coming in because of these sweetheart deals, it's not even close. We're driving out far more people than we're bringing in. And the poster child is Cumberland County with Millville, Vineland, and Bridgeton. They are the have the worst economy in the state, and yet they have more of these payment in lieu of tax programs and economic incentives than anybody else. This stuff, it sounds good, it just does not work. In fact, that's the New Jersey motto, liberty and prosperity. If you want to have prosperity, you have to have liberty, and that is treating everybody the same with equally low taxes. And guess what? Once you have low taxes for everybody, the prosperity comes to everybody.
Seth Grossman is the incoming governor, Mr. Phil Murphy, with his financial background. Does he have what it takes to help things along or make things worse?
No, he's going to make things worse. Unfortunately, just like Governor Chris Christie, Republican, make things worse. You have this bipartisan plan that think that by taking away liberty. And by the way, one of the things we pointed out to Judge Mendez is when New Jersey was created in the first place, when King Charles II of England gave a charter to allow colonists to settle in New Jersey, in that original colonial charter it said you could raise taxes, but all taxes must be equal. You must assess everybody on the same basis and have the same rate apply to everybody. So that's 352 years of a tradition of treating everybody equally in New Jersey. And now you have a governor who says, I want a special deal for this one, special deal for that one. All you do when you have these special deals is you make government more expensive, more corrupt, because politicians have favors to sell. If you look at government like a football game where the referee applies the same rules equally to all the teams, then it's very simple. The fans understand it, and it's inexpensive, and it works. New Jersey worked for all these years.
This might sound like a crazy question, but if you ask the average person on the street in Atlantic City and you say, who wrote the pilot bill? Who takes credit for that one?
Well, ironically, it's no secret because the legislator admitted that the lobbyist for the casino industry wrote this payment in lieu of taxes bill, and the lobbyist was a company called Optimus Partners, consisting of two partners. One, it was a guy called Jeff Michaels, a former legislator who's a good boyhood friend with Governor Chris Christie, a Republican. And by the way, Jeff Michaels' brother is Chip Michaels, who was one of the officers on the George Washington Bridge when they had those traffic problems. And meanwhile, the second partner is a guy called Phil Norcross, who's the younger brother of George Norcross, the Democratic political boss of South Jersey. So it's like the Republicans and the Democrats getting together to strangle the taxpayers of Atlantic City and Atlantic County.
That's
who put the bill together.
Where was the mayor, Mayor Guardian? Where was Atlantic City City Council through all this? Were they?
Oh no! They bought into it because the Mayor Guardian was saying, "Oh yeah, this is wonderful. This is great." And that's probably one reason why Guardian is no longer the mayor, because a lot of people saw that instead of cutting spending from the very beginning, like he promised, Don Guardia did not cut the spending. He had business as usual, kept piling up the debts, and the end result was this crazy system that protects the casinos and throws everybody else in town to the wolves.
Well, Seth Grossman, thanks for the update, and we'll find out within 30 days whether the county and Liberty and Prosperity has some good news from Judge Julio Mendez. At the very least, it's on the record, and it might go to the Supreme Court, which would be a good thing. Tell us more about Liberty and Prosperity. How do we reach out to you, join up, join you every Saturday morning, donate? Give us the background on that.
Well, if you want to know what's going on, go to our libertyandprosperity.com website, and there's a feature where if you like what we're doing, you could easily sign up for our weekly news update, which has a lot of information that doesn't make it to the local newspapers. And if you support what we're trying to do, then you could make an online donation, a tax-deductible donation, because we are an education organization, and that money goes to reach people who don't go online. So we send out our postcards. And our main effort is really trying to reach students in Stockton College, so that who are getting a very, very negative anti-American view, anti-liberty view of life, and we're trying to balance things out and bring some diversity to that campus. But that costs money because we have to have mailings, materials, and various social media boosts, what they call it. So we really need some money to keep us going.
AC Primetime Radio is powered by Apex Prime Real Estate, the very best in Jersey Shore real estate. Margate, Ventnor, Longport, and Atlantic City. Reach out to Sherry Lilienfeld right now. Go to apexprime.com. AC Primetime is also sponsored by the tasty folks over there at Gilchrist Restaurant. Love those world-famous blueberry pancakes. Enjoy some tomorrow morning in Margate, Galloway, Gardner's Basin, or their new location inside the Chelsea Tower at Tropicana on the Atlantic City Boardwalk. And special thanks to Sports City inside the Playground Pier at Caesars. Official NFL, NBA, and NHL sports gear. Check them out, sportscityac.com. And if delicious Southern cooking is your thing, feed your soul at kelseysac.com. Thanks for listening today. My name is Mel Taylor from AC Primetime Radio, tracking the reinvention of Atlantic City, New Jersey. Please join our mailing list. We bring you the real news from the South Jersey Shore. Brigantine, Down Beach Buzz, featuring Margate, Ventnor, Longport, and of course, Atlantic City, Atlantic City Primetime. Go to acprimetime.com.